What's up, everybody? It's Roger and James here from the Singing Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking about Kingdom Hearts 3, and there's a brand new trailer featuring Big Hero 6, and that looked really cool. There's also going to be a new trailer or extended version come out today. So I think it's probably more likely to be like the English version of this trailer. And also they announced a VR experience that's going to be coming to PlayStation VR this winter. It's like a 10-minute thing of like recapping what's been going on, using some stuff from the concerts that they've recorded. It's going to be free. And it's that kind of thing of like, I heard the words Kingdom Hearts VR. And I'm like, let's just see how much these VR units are. And it's like, no, don't be silly. It's a 10-minute experience. Don't be. This is what they want you to do.
Well, that's exactly what they want you to do. But of course, not to plug VR too much, but it's not just the 10-minute Kingdom Hearts VR that you'd also be going in on. There's plenty of other free if you own a game experiences that you can add on to it as well. So, but it's a high entry point, even if you already have a PlayStation or PlayStation Pro. That said, I do have a PSVR headset. And I'm going to check this out, obviously. They say 10-minute recap. I'm like, I think you need far more than 10 minutes to recap Kingdom Hearts. You can go on YouTube and find hour-long documentaries that still don't cover everything you need to know. But having said that, even with the relatively small install base for PSVR, it's really cool that they're going ahead and doing this. I don't know if it's going to be an experience so much as just like a movie that you watch. But they did mention that you know, you'd be able to control the Keyblade or whatever. So there'll be something to do in it.
I'll be honest. If there's something in the run-up to Christmas or maybe in the January sales where this thing gets a new bundle or some kind of discount, I think I know that if it hits less than... It's already hitting around about the 199 bracket now with some gains. I think if it hits the £100-£150 bracket for a new bundle, I probably might pull the trigger because there's a few in there that I want to play, like the Planet of the Apes, there's the Homecoming,
nothing but terrible things about the Planet of the Apes VR. Yeah.
So there's a few different bits and pieces that so I'd like to try out. So the Kingdom Hearts thing is another little notch on that thing to go try out. But obviously we got the Kingdom Hearts 3 Big Hero 6 trailer. Now what was interesting was Big Hero 6, they announced way back at the D23 Expo. Was it the 2017 or the 2015?
2015. It was 15. I remember I was there. When they had it in the big hall. Yeah. That was alongside them announcing, you know, Disney Infinity 3.0. They got John Boyega on the stage, but this isn't about Disney Infinity. This is about Kingdom Hearts. And, that was 3 years ago. So I only vaguely remember the trailer, but from what I remember, a lot of what we saw in this trailer was basically just recycled from that trailer. But the graphics were massively improved.
See, I remember watching that show on a Periscope, so it wasn't the best view. But also, they released the image of... I thought they only released an actual image of Big Hero 6 and flying on the back of it. And I don't remember any footage. So this felt like the first time I'd actually seen the Big Hero 6 footage of the game itself, which... It looks impressive. It continues to sell me. I'm really excited because this week I'm going to EGX in Birmingham, and Kingdom Hearts is there. There's going to be a photo booth, so I'm going to be queuing up to get myself a photograph with my Keyblade, and I get to try. That's going to be my first port of call. I'm going to be running straight to the Kingdom Hearts booth to play Kingdom Hearts 3. So I will actually get to play Kingdom Hearts 3 this week. So next week I'll be telling you about it. But that's my number one go when I go this week, is to go and play Kingdom Hearts 3. So this really did hit right at the point. I was like, I'm ready. I'm ready to go.
You had just finished Kingdom Hearts 2 a couple weeks ago. So
yeah, I've literally just finished Kingdom Hearts 2. I've got get to play. I mean, it's not out till January. But this trailer I thought was great. It's really... showing what I think of the cinematics are just looking incredible. It just looks like they've gone to that point where they are looking like this could be in the movie because they've just got so good graphics.
Yeah. I mean, the last time we saw the Kingdom Hearts really going was 2.8 with the 0.2 story. Mm-hmm. Yeah, these numbers aren't confusing at all. know? Yeah, so we played the 1.5, which has 1 and 0.1, and it's like... They might want to rethink that one a bit, but
so you can get the complete collection in January.
Yeah, but it's still going to have the 0.1, 0.2, yeah. 1, 1.5, 3. What is it? 365/365 over 2 days. Yeah, yeah, or whatever. You know, they haven't made it easy to follow. So, like I said, a 10-minute VR experience is not going to be anywhere nearly enough. But
no, but
so I'm completely off track now.
Yeah, I know. It's that thing of like, I think that is the thing with Kingdom Hearts. And I do think, I think these trailers that are coming in are going to grab a whole new generation. Because I don't know if there's going to be some kids going, I don't need to worry about 1 and 2 because you've got Toy Story. And I don't think it's, like we've said before, I've completed like 3 or 4 Kingdom Hearts games now. And I still really don't understand what's going on. So I've been like, so someone was saying, should I go through back and play them or should I just jump into 3? I'd be like, you might as well just jump into 3 and just enjoy it.
I would honestly, if someone was brand new to the series, I'd almost say, you know, just jump into 0.1 and 0.2 and just go from there. Don't even worry about 1 or 2 or the GBA game or the DS games. Play the games with Aqua. Because she's going to play at least a small part in Kingdom Hearts 3, probably actually a moderate part, but we're not sure yet. And just go from there, because you're not going to be any more or less confused. But at least 0.1, 0.2 have combat systems that are relatively similar to what we have in 3. So you can at least get prepared for the combat style. And you don't have to play Kingdom Hearts 1 where you're in the freaking Alice in Wonderland zone trying to figure out how to do the jumping puzzles on the mushrooms. And sorry.
It is one of those things. It's just time. They can remaster it, but it just didn't work. You know, playing things like Dream Drop Distance is a lot more fun because everything's been a bit much more modernized. But, yeah, I mean, I'm looking at these trailers now of, like, Kingdom Hearts 3. And like Toy Story, Big Hero 6, the Hercules stuff, everything we've seen, it just looks like they have maxed this game up because it's the first fully fledged game on a proper home console since the PlayStation 2. I mean, yeah, we had 0.2, which was obviously based for PlayStation 4, but it was only like a 2-hour experience. This is a full thing. And that Big Hero 6 trailer, I just thought looked good. Because I like Big Hero 6. There's always a little bit, I think, of... I don't think it's going to get remembered in the same way as most classics because I think it's going to get lost in the shuffle as just a superhero movie. But I always liked it. I always thought it was quite a cool little movie.
It was a good movie. And the current cartoon series on Disney is actually really good too. So
yeah, no, it looks great. I'm hoping as well we get the full English. It's always that thing when they're in like subtitled, it kind of becomes a little bit iffy. But Tokyo Games Press or Tokyo Games Week, it was nice to see them there being a little bit more. And I think we're going to be just drip fed more and more over the next few months because they've got the whole of the winter to keep promoting and keep getting releasing trailers and bits and pieces. So just really cool. I'm really like, it's quite nice. It's that thing of feeling like it's actually getting closer now. We're, you know, what are we, 4 months away from release? It's still quite a way in video games. I mean, Bethesda sometimes doesn't even announce stuff.
But it's much closer than it used to be, and we have a launch date. Mm-hmm. And people who have been waiting, 15 years since Kingdom Hearts 2 was originally released on PS2 are finally kind of seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. Insert obligatory delay joke. Yeah. So, you know.
But on that note, guys, we'd love to know what you guys thought of that trailer and of this new VR experience. Have to know your thoughts. As I said, I'll be talking about Kingdom Hearts 3 next week a little bit more when I've had my hands-on experience at EGX. You can go check us out over at thiskingdom.com. Like, follow, and subscribe on all the different video and audio platforms. James, where can they find you?
You can find me, heroiclegacy.com.
And on that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.